This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025. Kia ora whānau. It is Tuesday, the 30th of September. It is 3:37 p.m. I'm in the gorgeous Aotearoa New Zealand in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. So I'm currently sitting at the Ōraki Basin. You might be able to hear the lovely tui birds and fantail in the background, but I'm having a lovely time. I'm currently visiting, it's the second day I'm here in Aotearoa, I'm visiting my family here, so I'm still kind of getting used to the jet lag, but my god, it is beautiful at the moment. I think it's what people, if they're thinking of a Pacific island, would describe our lovely skies today. I've been walking around all the city, just like seeing some favourite familiar spots. I went to the Domain and was just in the waterfront and was looking out over the Waitemata Harbour, which was looking like a kid's painting, really, you know, when it's like blue skies, like cyan with like glitter sprinkled across it, and then a bright blue stretching sky with just scattered clouds, a lovely beaming sun that's so bloody hot. I've seen a couple of weddings out today, so obviously the type of weather that draws people for wedding pictures. But it is the kind of one where you bloody hope that the brides have got their sunblock on, because otherwise there's a lot of red sunburn to Photoshop out, I tell you. I have managed to get sunburn already. The sun here is brutal. It pierces your skin, like you feel it, and it feels like it's, you know, 0.5 of a centimetre deep into your skin, you feel it. It's reminding me that whilst I'm here, I should really book like a mole map and see if I've got any skin cancer. It's a grim concept, but it's quite a normalised thing in my family. Be a wonderful sky, though. I guess it's the opposite coming from London. It's still in like a season of change here. But I guess in the opposite, in that the world, it's been quite wet the last few days, so the world feels like it's really soaked deeply in this feed and this moisture, and is pushing it to the surface today. So the world feels very like hapu, like very pregnant, like it's falling outside of itself, and it's probably like a couple of days off blooming, which is gorgeous. And I think the birds are just eating up. There's like a really nice breeze today. I feel like it's the kind of breeze that if someone suggested windsurfing, I would be like, brilliant, of course. I've never windsurfed before, but it feels like the perfect wind to learn to windsurf on. Like, you wouldn't be overwhelmed by the breeze. Like, you might plane a little bit, and then you're kind of just get standing and get moving. So I feel like whatever it is today is windsurfing weather, and at the beach weather. It's also, I've seen a few people wearing orange. It's a gorgeous day for orange. It contrasts so well with just the sharp brightness of the blues in the skies today. So if you've got any friends that like orange and live in Aotearoa, send them to the streets. But otherwise, it's been quite an overwhelming day, because I feel like from London, you're so used to it being all the buildings, the high buildings, and feeling so internal and the world feeling so immediate. And then here it's just like, I've been overwhelmed by the sky, because the building's a lot lower down, and even though it's volcanic and it's spread out, you see so far into the distance, and then the sky just rolls across right to the horizon. I've been very overwhelmed, actually, by the blue in the sense of the sky today, and being enveloped by the world, which is a really nice feeling. But it is like, I still left the house for sure with a raincoat in hand, because the weather always turns really quick here. In the last few days, I got caught out a lot. I'm being absolutely drenched. Like, it would be sunny for 5 minutes and then switch and be pretty hardcore, and it kind of slapped me in the face. So I've learnt my lesson, and I know when you're in New Zealand, you've always got to carry a raincoat on you. But otherwise, I'm learning. I think today's such a peaceful, gorgeous day, and I'm learning to be nice again, because everyone's so friendly here, and I've had my barriers up to people. Moving around London in the streets, and it's quite harsh, and here everyone walking past you says hi and asks how you are, and is so genuine about it. So basically, I'm de-arseholing at the moment is what I'm doing in this lovely weather. But anyway, I hope you're all so fantastically well.
Hello. Sending this in from the end of a nap walk and was just woken up from what was a monster nap. She's been doing this recently, every now and then, just posting an hour plus nap. She seems contentful, sort of coming around in the chair. I am on a like country backtrack type lane by my mum and dad's house in the middle of Hampshire. It has been, it's warm today, it's like 18 degrees. But in the sun it feels a lot warmer. I'm in shorts and t-shirt. It's hot. And on these nap walks, we go to this lane and it's sort of been smoothed out, this road path for quite a long way, but then it gets quite gravelly. So we stay on the smooth bit when Uma's asleep, obviously to keep her asleep. Anyway, so sunny day today, walking down this path and sort of do a couple of laps, kind of get to the end, turn around. And I'm sort of skipping over the fact that it's as hot as it is, and that's weird. But maybe that'll come out from what I'm about to say. I don't know if it's linked. I noticed, like, at first it was ladybug landed on my t-shirt, and then another one did, and then they flew away, and then a couple more did, and I'm looking around, Uma's asleep, and there's like hundreds, not all at once, but as in like constant, every second or so, a ladybug flying past. And I kept on walking, and it's funny because people walking past and no one's noticing this. And there was something quite nice about this. There's just definitely, like, I don't know if you call it a swarm of ladybugs, I don't know what's happened, I don't know if they've hatched, I don't know if they're hibernating, but there's like hundreds of ladybugs flying around. But because they're so small, unless you've clocked it, you wouldn't. It's quite nice, this thing happening around, people walking past, doing their thing. Maybe they have noticed. Also not that it particularly matters, but they have or haven't. Anyway, so carry on walking on the path. I'm trying to find like where they're coming from. Because obviously they're so small, they just sort of seem to pop up into your vision because you can't see where like they've flown from. Anyway, so normally we stay on the smooth part of this path to not wake Uma. But got to the end of a smooth bit, I was just like, okay, let's see. We'll go on to the bumpier bit of the path. See if we can find the beginning of these ladybugs. And carry on walking and walk past. There's some like houses which are sort of out on their own. They're quite like nice big houses. And then one of them I realised had like this quite DIY looking farm set up on either side. I can't really explain it. It looked like something out of a video game. Fallout. It didn't look like a... It sort of looked like they might be like a prepper. Had that sort of feel to it. But then throw in like a Jaguar. It's quite weird. There's something about it. And then there was like... they had like netting around the whole... They're both like... veg patch areas. Anyway, realised all of the ladybugs were coming from there. Or I don't know if they were coming from there or they were going there, because there was like hundreds of them. So yeah, found either the source or destination of the ladybugs, don't know what they're doing. And on that walk, looking around for ladybugs, saw lots of different insects. So, yeah, don't know, something's going on. I don't know if they're confused by the heat or it's their time to, like, hibernate. Saw a massive dragonfly. Yeah, so that's this week's observation. It's warm, it's sunny, ladybug swarm. Don't know what they're doing.
Hello. So, it's that time of year where...
suddenly inside becomes quite a big task to deal with. I think last time, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about all the spiders that we've had in our house, which is an ongoing drama. At the moment, I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing loads and loads of flies, and that's because the field next to us had some cows put in it very briefly. It's always like one day and then they get moved to the next field, and or where the cows have been, the flies are attracted. So I'm really hoping we don't end up with loads of flies in our house, because that has happened before and that is not very pleasant. But the other element that comes with the change of the season is muddy paws from my dog. So my very lovely father-in-law kindly took Spinach, our dog, out this morning, and fortunately gave us a warning on his way back that paws were probably going to need to be wiped on his return, which in our mind always means that we have to put him in the bath, because Spinach loves furniture. We don't tell him to go off the furniture. He likes to be comfy. He's a comfy boy. He likes a blanket. He likes a pillow. He likes a cushion. He likes the bed. I don't want to take that away from him. He's our son. So we had to put him in the bath. And putting him in the bath is literally just plonking him in. He stands up while I spritz him with the shower head. He does not like it, and he doesn't like the feeling of being wet afterwards either. So, but I have to do it, because otherwise we get muddy balls all over the bed and all over the sofa. To be honest, it didn't avoid that today, because I've gone upstairs and I need to sort out the bed sheets because they are hairy now and very muddy. So this is that change of season where we get cozy inside, but it means there's more work to do. So I've got to keep my mind on that. But my partner and I are going on holiday to Italy at the end of the week, so I've been checking the weather quite a lot while I've been packing, and trying to get the perfect balance between warm but not too hot when we get there. It's quite a task. So will I bring the long leather jacket? I want to bring it for the fashion, but I don't want to bring it for the heat. So we will see. To be determined.
The 30th of September, 2025. 7:01 a.m. Darug and Gunungurra country. There's a first warmth. The trees are now heavy with blossom, as if it's sort of holding a kind of potential that's actually too fragile to last. There's a sea of green around me, leaves everywhere. Not uniform, but alive, each shade, a shade of its own. The morning's sort of still, but it's not empty. There's sort of a low hum, something anticipatory. As though sort of the whole world's waiting, expecting something. First true warmth lingers just beyond, sort of not here yet, but you can tell it's coming. You can feel it in the air a little, in the haze of the light at the horizon. There's sort of even a silence that seems to be swelling, rising. As I walk, I kind of realize that the thread is stretched somewhat. From storms to summits, drama, dullness, desire, back to here again, calm day, a clear sky. Weather is the vehicle, the vessel of space almost. There's a shift in focus. The weather's now not really a thing to be understood as I do this. It's more of a condition or a background of which other stories may emerge. Seasons don't really turn. They're layering, they're echoing. Spring exists here in the blooms. Autumn is somewhere else, something deep. The future sort of folded inside the present, quietly, invisibly, circulatory, sort of a circular slipperiness starting to emerge. The noticing continues, but what's been noticing has changed, is always changing. The anticipatory weight around the weather seems to be sort of ever present, so much expectations placed upon its shoulders, so much expectation. I just picked two mulberries from a branch.
evening. My day today was good. Thank you. We are entering that time of the year where you can't wear anything. You can't wear the same thing throughout the day and get it right. So, and especially because we're so near the mountain, and it's a big fat mountain, I just feel like I get very, perhaps it's a bit chilly in the morning, but then I do get quite warm throughout the day. I feel like I have to watch what I eat because, not in a way of like, am I eating too much, but is it a hot or a cold meal? In the sense that if I eat, say, like a soup and I am wearing like the same clothes I was wearing in the morning, but obviously it's like 26 degrees when in the morning it was like 10. Just my body thermometer, my inner thermometer just gets completely fucked. So, I need to start planning meals, I think. And then I cycled back home from work. I forgot to say I went to work, and then I cycled back home after eating sort of like a stew. Exhausting. Just like it was too hot and it didn't go in well, I think. My tummy ached. I cycled back home and I... by the time I got home, it was like 5:30, 6 p.m. So in my living room terrace, there's quite warmish sunlight at that time of the afternoon. So I just plounged, I lay down there with some cushions and read my book. I finished my book. After so many months, I'm so happy. I just relaxed and read and like let the sun illuminate the world. No, I got it wrong. Anyway, it was so nice. Yeah, it was actually quite. It's been a day of like decision making and career sort of decisions, but also personal sort of decisions. And I feel like I needed that time to read, finish my book and think. So sun helped with that. And like I said, it wasn't a super hot sun. It was just perfect by that time. What else? I'm quite warm actually now. I'm like sitting in bed. And I do feel it at night, like the same thing I said at the beginning, not knowing what to wear. I think it also applies to not knowing how many cover sheets or how many blankets, or if whether or not blanket or duvet. Anyway, we'll figure out. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Wow, today I have actually spent, the kind of job I'm doing today is when you have to look at the screen for pretty much the entire time, from like 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. So I have just popped out for a quick air break, and I could tell that it was going to be warm because the sun was really kind of beating through the window the entire day I was working. But coming out, it's so much warmer than I would have expected. I wouldn't have believed that right now would be, you know, like turning into October. But yeah, it's really warm, like deeply warm. There's just a little bit of a breeze where we are here. And where we're living right now, it's just funny to be kind of sat at a desk pretty much that entire day, and then to step out, you know, where your kind of frame and viewpoint is so like tunnel vision on the screen, and then to just step out for a second, and right now I'm just looking at a ton of fields, and I kind of can't believe how far I can see across this kind of quite empty, quiet space, just like surrounded by trees and fields, and just like not even a minute from leaving the house. So yeah, I think I recorded this straight away, so it's kind of a mix of I'm still kind of in that initial, almost to be honest, shock of what I'm looking at. Just so much green and lots of life, lots of birds, lots of insects buzzing around. Cam and I never listen to each other's recordings before we upload them, and obviously we live in the same place, so you'd kind of assume that there'd be overlaps, but we never listen to what each other have said or know what each other have said until we put the episode together. So it's always interesting when there's we end up kind of saying this, maybe catching the same, noticing the same really specific thing. But today actually Cam did mention that he'd noticed, he'd kind of gone through, I mean you'll hear it, this kind of ladybird swarm, and I haven't seen the swarm where I am. I don't know if we're in the same area, but it has, hearing that before me going out now has made me kind of be extra observant. And there are a ton of bees. There's so many bees. There's so many, well, maybe they're wasps. There's so many wasps slash bees everywhere. There's a few of them right next to my head now. There's loads of them, and loads of these tiny little like gnat like flies and all sorts. Especially there's this big hedge in someone's front garden of some kind of like, my phone says it's an ivy, but it's got loads of flowers on it as well, and they're all just going to town. I think I wouldn't have expected that this late in the year, but maybe that just shows how little I know about what insects get up to. But yeah, there's definitely some kind of like, there's a big buzz around, and then all sorts of birds really kind of flying over these fields. But yeah, generally in terms of the weather, very 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 welcome but comfortable heat, and it's just starting to turn, so I should probably head back. And Cam's mum has made a quiche.
Thanks for listening. This run of Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to catch every episode. You can also listen directly on our website or on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Bex Hazard, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. See you in 2 weeks.